G at Super Ken Real.
Spell your name.
S-U-P-A-K-E-N.
Because some people are like, super? I don't see it.
No, nobody's following you, so nobody's asking.
You all over.
S-U-P-A-K-E-N. Super.
Ken, yeah.
I follow you.
All right, in the NFL, the latest is a locker room attendant left the official's locker room with the balls. It was all caught on tape, and his whereabouts unaccountable for 90 seconds, in which he's seen entering and exiting a small bathroom before taking the 24 balls to the field.
Wow.
So, I mean, isn't it reasonable for him to have to take use the bathroom?
Possibly.
And if you break it down, 11 of the 12 balls were underinflated, so he had, 8 seconds each?
For each ball.
Which, I don't know, we could say that that's not a lot, but I'm going to tell you what makes this a little strange. It's because now the word is that the Colts actually complained back in November about
a game
deflated.
Before.
Right, about deflated balls.
And what's the game that they won?
Yeah, so if that's the case, this guy may have a system down in which he knows how to get the air out of the ball quickly.
And he's not going to make that decision on his own.
Of course, he would not. That would have to come from the top.
They need a scapegoat.
Or the quarterback.
Well, the quarterback with you? Come on.
Yeah, hey man, he let some air out of those balls.
I don't know, but how would he get it right? Would he have to have a gauge and everything
to do that?
I mean, you have about 8 seconds each.
All right.
Well, the league is saying the whole thing is still being investigated. Owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft, came out and said Coach Belichick and Tom Brady are owed an apology if no wrongdoing is found.
If balls were deflated and all the balls for both teams.
Yes.
Go out by the equipment manager. Why was it just the New England Patriots balls deflated? Why wasn't some of the Colts?
I understand.
Never
thought of that. That's strange.
Yeah.
11 or 12 and all yours. So we'll have to see.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Robert Kraft, owner of the Patriots, is about the only one standing behind his boys. Giants QB Eli Manning, according to TMZ, told the New York Athletic Club that Brady, knowing exactly the pressure he likes his football, it's kind of strange to him. Of course, he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback himself. T.O. says Brady knew, adding anyone who's been playing for years, you know when a ball is underinflated.
But wait, isn't T.O. kind of, isn't he kind of a salty? Yeah, I mean,
but his point is,
Troy Aikman, is he salty?
I know how to handle
it.
Yes.
Mark Brunell.
So everyone is pretty much saying the same thing, that there's something here. So we'll have to see what happens.
And why did Brady get his feelings hurt?
What do you mean why he get his feelings
hurt? He's saying that he got his feelings hurt.
Guilty conscience.
No, he didn't expect all these people to come out against him.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
That's probably because, like you said, it's a fraternity, and they pose all ride together. But
yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't think anyone out there really wants Brady to get to four Super Bowl titles. So we'll see.
Not why? Because it's not fair.
We'll see.
Oh, yeah,
Hines Ward, former baller with the Steelers, told Meredith that young ballers are being targeted by conniving women, and they should get an agreement, something in writing.
That's smart. Wow. That's actually smart.
Yeah.
In the NBA, the Black Mamba was spotted at the paintball spot with UFC's Anderson Silva. Of course, he's set to have season-ending surgery tomorrow. L.A. Clippers over the Nuggets by 4. Thunder over the T-Wolves without Durant. He's out with that sprained toe. Pelicans over the Sixers. New York games were canceled. Stephen Curry will take part in the three-point competition. College B-ball 19-0. Wildcats received 64 of 65 votes, remaining number one in the AP poll. For the fifth consecutive week, and UVA 19-0, number two for the third consecutive week. Duke at 4, Irish at 8, DeVille at 10, Hoyas at 21. UNC 13th and moving with 6 straight wins, beat Syracuse.
All right. Thank you so much, man.
Far Morning Show.